First of all, what does it mean for rural health to have a physical therapy school at ULM and to have those graduates working in the community?
Well, one of the things, it's part of the bigger picture that we're looking at rural health through the Delta and having College of Osteopathic Medicine coming at the same time the PT school is coming, our OTD, occupational therapy. We're really well established for pharmacy, health sciences, medicine to be a primary provider and a primary researcher in the questions that come up in rural health and how we can deliver that. One of the things that we hope to do by being a regional institution in this part of the state is that we're going to attract our local PT students. We have a very strong pre-PT program here with enough qualified graduates probably to fill the classes. But we will certainly be bringing people from other parts of Louisiana, from other states, and bringing people in from other states and getting them introduced to this area. And it's always true that in the smaller towns, the rural areas are less attractive. The salaries, the opportunities are less. So one of the things we're hoping to do is find those students that are already a part of this community, that are already a part of northern Louisiana and southern Arkansas, that are the type of students that want to live in these areas. ULM, I think, is relatively lucky to have an awful lot of people in this immediate area that come to school here, but their intent and their families are here. They intend to stay here. If you look at that population in Austin at the University of Texas, well, everybody wants to live in Austin until you have to drive in it. But the great majority of those people get a degree and they leave and go somewhere else because there isn't opportunities. Here, we've got shortages. The same way our nursing program is regularly, we have tremendously good placement. Simply, if no other reason, then there's just so many openings for people in this area, and PT is one of those that we have a need for qualified physical therapists throughout this area.
So what would it mean for someone who lives in a rural area to have a shorter drive instead of having to drive to Monroe, but instead be able to get to a physical therapist in Winnsboro or Rayville or someplace like that more quickly?
When you think of, in terms of what a lot of people are going to a physical therapist for, much of the time that is reduced mobility due to trauma, due to disease, injury. At one time when I had my shoulder reconstructed, for 4 weeks I was in a sling and I had to drive. I had to make my commute every day.
Well, yeah, multiple times a week.
And so that commute every day became really problematic because of the pain involved and not being able to get up and move around. And the same sort of thing is true of any individual. Most of the time, they are impaired. That's why they're going to a PT, and transportation of the impaired becomes difficult. Suppose, for example, you're doing PT in someone who is currently restricted to a wheelchair. You don't have a wheelchair facility. Now you're going to have to get a van service to come and get them. You'd have to get the van service to bring them all the way maybe to Monroe from an outlying community. The more PTs we have, the more clinics we have, the more local our health services become, the greater boon that is to the people that are being served. It also has an economic impact. If a new PT clinic opens in a small town and is successful there, that's an economic impact to that small town that in many cases becomes a very large impact when you're talking about a very small financial base to begin with. It's as good as opening another gas station. It's as good as opening, you know, a small pharmacy. Those things provide additional income into those areas as well. We're hoping to have a big impact. People listened at the groundbreaking for Vicom, heard the sort of amazing numbers that is going to be the immediate economic impact of building that medical school here for this community. But it also reaches out from this community as that facility and the College of Health Sciences begins to reach out into rural areas for research and impacting with grants so that we can partner with delivery of health services. All of that is sort of a bigger picture that the physical therapy program is going to be an important part of. Pharmacy with our college, the new medical school, occupational therapy, it is sort of the list goes on and on of the sort of things that are being very impactful.
Briefly, how does having a PT school at ULM, in addition to a pharmacy school and an anticipated medical school with VCOM, how does that position ULM as being a hub for health education and health improvement in the Delta?
One of the things that we've been looking at is we've been brainstorming quite a bit, talking to people that can provide some funding in terms of federal grants. We're looking at an opportunity to make us the primary institution for the Delta with regard to health services. The Delta, the rural parts of the Delta, have been largely underserved and still one of the most underserved in terms of health services in the country. That gives us an opportunity to go out and do something that is going to be a win-win. It will be a win for the university because it will position us for research. It will position us for grants. It will position us for service and a true economic impact to the area. And then it's going to serve the people in that area by providing them with care that they have not had accessibility to previously. The opportunities in telemedicine, we're just now scratching the surface of it. If you had a serious cancer, so MD Anderson is going to be well known. There's no reason why, with the advances coming in telemedicine, that we could not be having you as a patient here consulting through telemedicine, sharing information real time. It would reduce some of that necessity and get in the plane and fly down to Houston and spend a weekend there. We might be able to accomplish much of the same sort of things. And that's what we would like to see. At that point, if you happen to live across the street from MD Anderson, it's very handy. If you happen to live in Monroe, it's not as handy.
Right.
But if we can provide that right across the street for everybody through what we can do with technology, then a lot of people's lives end up being greatly impacted.
Dr. Ken Offord is the interim director of the College of Health Sciences at the University of Louisiana Monroe. We've been chatting about, among other things, the physical therapy degree being approved at ULM. Dr. Offord, thanks so much for being here.
You're most welcome.